coach in your last three games.
Oh, right to the couch. Okay.
No
hands raised. Right at it.
Hey, jump at it.
Yes.
In your last three games, 16 of your 18 position players have a point. You can't get much more balanced than that, can you?
No, I didn't know that. It was, well, that's how we're winning. So we're playing D, we're trying to keep teams the outside, things break down, goalies there, and everybody's chipping in. And especially with some of the guys we have out, it's much needed, like really solid team effort here, especially these last couple games.
Is it coincidental that those guys are starting to find some scoring because you've lost those guys, or is it just
Well, first of all, these guys are bound to score. They went 16 games without scoring, you know, a lot of these new guys. So, and getting chances. They weren't getting chances if they were concerned, but it's great to see these guys get their first, you know, you're handing pucks out after games, and but we need it. We're definitely going to need it. And it's, you know, it's a weight off the guys' shoulders. But it's helping us win games.
Video for Yanni. What did you think of that?
Yeah, to be honest, like, I hope the camera didn't pan to me because my eyes were a little watery, to be honest. And it's as loud ovation as you're going to get for a visiting player coming in. So it showed you what a favorite he was to us. But that was a great tribute. And I'm sure. After that, because I would have been. It was quite a tribute. We deserved it.
You had, you know, bigger name players come through and back, and you had maybe more talented guys come back. Why do you think he connected so much with the people and fans, to where, like, obviously he's such a beloved guy here?
Well, when you win a championship, let alone two, in very recent, and then you look at some of the things he did, i.e., Game 7 against the Islanders, the goalie scored, and a line that was really an engine for our team with Yanni, Goody, and Coleman. He was a big part of that, and I think just the energy that he brought to the arena and how scrappy he is, he just stays in the fight all the time, and I think the fans appreciated that, and that was clear by what happened today.
John, how pleased were you that the team was able to keep those emotions at bay and, like, focus on the game and obviously what was happening on the ice?
Yeah, well, it helped a little today because you gave Yanni the rain. The whole team stuck around, so that shows you right there. Like, usually guys take off after the morning skate, everybody's everywhere, but we waited until after their skate to stick around for Yanni, so that showed you how close we were as a group and what guys thought of Yanni. So I think a lot of that was out of the way today, and then see Rick's ceremony was it's Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool. So I'm just glad. It was a great night tonight, and to get a win also kind of tops it off because a lot of good moments. This was a special night.
Cool. So when you put the line together with him and Radish and Pinchot, you said, you know, form an identity or find an identity. And I was wondering what kind of sparked the idea first to put those guys together, and I don't know what you kind of envisioned with that.
Well, again, you're game one, everything just doesn't roll into place, especially after our game one. But they're like, those guys have come up together. I know Colton, you know, has been here before those guys were, but they're all buddies. They all kind of pull for each other. We just needed, Bo and Raddy to get a little bit more comfortable with the game, and with the NHL. And then Bo ends up getting hurt, so he's behind a bit, but it helps. We put Stammer back at center, so it kind of freed up Colton to, we put him back at center. But when you get that little chemistry of those guys off the ice, you hope it kind of might work on the ice. We feel comfortable with each other. Belly played there a little bit earlier, and it was fine. But I think, the switch, putting the vets together and the kids together, it's really helped.
Is there some context you could put on Vasilevskiy picking up 200 career wins, just 318 games?
It's like a
66%-ish.
Just rewind the tape of every time you've ever asked me a question about Vasilevsky. It's getting redundant. So he's just a stabilizer. And good for him. He's 200 wins. Was it 318?
318.
It's a pretty good clap right there.